And say when you're driving a horse or when you're plowing, the things you hold in your hand.
Lines.
Mm-hmm. And say you're riding a horse, what you got in your
rein.
Mm-hmm. And the things you put your feet into.
Stirrup.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you have two horses. The horse on the left, you got a special name for the horse on the left.
I really don't know if there's a special name for that.
Would anybody call him the lead horse, maybe?
I'm just wondering about two horses, if there would be a lead. I just don't know.
I see. If something is, say, not right here at hand, but you say it's always just a...
out yonder?
What would you say? Yeah. Or just a ways, or just a piece? Say someone didn't live very far down the road, says, oh, she lives just a
piece.
Something like that. Okay. Now, we mentioned plows earlier, the things that you dig, you know, that the plows dig.
Furrows.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a good yield, you'd say a wheat or corn, so we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. What do you call the old dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in spring, or the second cutting of clover or grass?
Stubble.
Stubble. Mm-hmm. Now, wheat usually is tied into it.
Bundles.
All right, I tell you what, you remember the song, the baby's hymn?
Sheaves.
Yeah.
Sheaves.
Yeah, I remember.
But it's all combined now. We don't have anything done. The wheat, oats, and soybeans, they have combines that they gather all those seeds and heads.
Now, used to, they used to pile the sheaves together in something, what we...
Shocks.
Do you know how many sheaves it took to make the
shocks? No, I don't.
Yeah, I guess with all the mechanical equipment that there's really not any need for that anymore.
No, that's...
Say, if you had a good crop, you'd say we raised 40 of wheat an acre, 40
bushels of corn.
What do you do to oats? Oats is to separate the grain from the rest of it.
Thrashing.
Mm-hmm.
Combining is now the term they're using.
Oh, see, you combine it. So this is done mechanically too. Almost everything,
yes.
I guess, is done.
Yes.
Is done mechanically. Does that mean that your husband can do most of the work himself?
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. Say you were comparing how tall you are with someone else. You say, I'm not as tall as. Let's see. Tell me about some of the different kinds of bread that you have, that you have made, or you had when you were a girl.
Well, cornbread and biscuits are the most familiar things that we've used around here. Now, I have made a few rolls with yeast.
Got a special name for that?
Just yeast bread.
What do you call the kind of bread that you buy at the store?
Light bread.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the term yeast bread. Do you ever use the term riz bread or wasp nest bread or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Tell me about some of the different kinds of cornbread.
Well, we have egg bread, muffin, pone bread.
What is pone bread?
That's just made with cornmeal, salt, and water. And you don't make it too soft, and you form it with your hands into pones and cook it inside the oven.
You said you form it into pones. Is that a special shape?
Just a shape. That's the shape of your hand when you get it formed. That oblong, little oblong shape.
What are some of the other kinds of corn?
Egg bread and muffin is the same, only one is cooked maybe in a skillet, and the other is cooked in muffin tins, and that has egg and buttermilk with your seasoning, usually baking powder and salt and so on.
Is there any kind of, did you ever make cornbread that you cook in ashes?
No.
Ever hear of that?
No.